my proposition to you is that, in fact, what we are teaching you, how to take an exam, is, in fact, what we are trying to teach you in law school. The same thing that you want in practice, you want as you take an exam. That is, you want to be totally on your toes. You don't want to be feeling defensive. You want to be capable of communicating smoothly and directly and in a way that expresses and communicates confidence and authority. The biggest impediments to you doing that are fear in its different forms. Fear is the mind killer here, as every place else. It's a performance situation that you're in. You go into it with a ton of anxieties. You want to be in the moment and able to just let it flow. You want your voice to be truly yours. And so, in a sense, what this exercise is that I'm advocating here is find your voice. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for your true voice in the exam situation. And you will find it best if you imagine that you are in a real situation, talking to a real human being with your true and honest voice. A lot of people have a sensation when they read an exam question. There you are, you're nervous. You know, your family has sacrificed to send you here. You look at the exam, you read the question, and you have a reaction that has a little sink in the pit of your stomach, and you say, oh shit. And very typically what happens is you look at it, you look and you see a couple of things that relate to stuff in your outline, and you start to feel a little better. But, oh, at least there's something I know something about. I'll be able to write something. And you start writing about that. That's a loser. It's a huge step for you to recognize that that sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach of, oh, I don't know what's going on here, is totally your friend in the exam situation. That's the signal of where you want to go. It's not the signal of what you want to run away from. You can bet that the thing you feel anxious about, and feel somehow you haven't got it quite straight, that that's where the interesting parts of the question lie. And analysis is a matter of you stepping out front and starting and just following your nose and being intelligent and going.